Be aware that Bibles tonight, I'd like you to go to John chapter 8, verse 31. Glory to God. Some of you are going to experience this tonight. You know, we could talk about the word all the time, but unless we experience it, when we experience it, that gives the greater impact. Amen. I look back on the times of my life when the Lord spoke a word to me. And when I was in the Czech Republic, when I was in Tennessee, and when I was in Tennessee again, he spoke to me a lot in Tennessee. And, you know, God's word is so practical. We can apply it to our everyday life. You know, it's like this fits like a glove. You don't even have to try it on because you know it's going to fit before you even do. The word is not something you try. Well, I tried that. Well, then you just missed the whole point. It's not something you try. This is a lifestyle. It's not something you do on a particular day of the week. It's something you live out every day. And God doesn't change His word, but we need to change ourselves to line up with His word, because His word is the standard. And He performed, do you know, He is waiting right now to perform His word. And He will perform it for anyone who will believe it and grab hold of it. Say, God will perform His word to me, because I'm a believer. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. But I have the faith of God, therefore I please God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to get to the truth part here in just a minute. John chapter 8, verse 31. And Jesus said to those Jews which believed on Him, if you continue in My word, you know, because the Jews were surrounded with temptation of not to continue into His word. They were pressured to continue with man's tradition. They had a lot of pressure to please man, because that was the whole thing that Judaism was built on, was pleasing man. He said, but if you continue in My word, you are My disciples indeed. Say, I'm His disciple. How do we know? Because you continue in the word. And then He said, what's going to happen? You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Not only did we sing, My chains are gone, we're going to have some chains gone tonight. God is going to institute a freedom in you tonight, maybe like you've never had before. It's going to be a breakthrough Wednesday tonight. It's going to be a breakthrough Wednesday. If you came here heavy, you're going to leave light. If you came here bound, you're going to leave loosed. Amen? If you're restrained in any area of life, God is going to remove the restraints. And He's going to open the door, and things are going to flow tonight. That's just in me so strong. And God was just reemphasizing that in worship. So, but in order to experience the freedom, there's some things that we've got to do, right? If you continue, well, you got to continue. What do you continue in? You continue in His word. You abide in His word. You live in accordance with them. All right? What the Lord was telling me today, what does it mean to abide? When you can't hide the word in whatever you do. You know that you're abiding when the word can't hide. It just comes out of you. It's like a sponge filled with water, and you hit that sponge, and every time you hit that sponge, water's coming out. Well, you're like that sponge, except every time something hits you, it's just the word coming out. You're doing the word, you're talking the word, people are seeing the word, they're hearing the word, every time they're around you, and you're experiencing a level of freedom. You got to continue in that. Don't let off of the word. Don't quit believing. Don't quit doing what God wants you to do. It's time to kick it up. Amen? And maybe even do it on a greater level. Sometimes we've got to kick it up. To abide means to stick with it until it's a reality in your life. Well, yeah, I got a promise 10 years ago. Well, where's that promise? Well, it hasn't happened yet, so stick with it. If God gave you a promise, you can go to the bank. That promise will occur. All you've got to do is continue with that promise. I'll give you an example. Joseph. As a young teenage boy, Joseph had a dream. And that dream, he saw the sun, the moon, and the stars bowing down to him. Or he saw his chaff of wheat and all the other chaffs of wheat bowing down to him. And apparently they knew what that meant because his brother said, "Does that mean we're going to bow down to you?" "I don't think so." And Joseph just said, "Look, this is just my dream." And there was a lot of things that came against Joseph's dream. But you know what? He never let go of that dream. No matter what happened to him, no matter what circumstance he found himself in, no matter where he ended up, he did not let go of that dream. And guess what? That dream ended up happening. That's how we know that he didn't let go. Because he saw the dream. So when the promise of God, when the word of God becomes a reality in your life, you know that you're abiding. Well, it's been 2 days and it's not a reality yet. Well, this isn't instant milk. This isn't instant pudding. This isn't microwave. Listen, we walk by what? Faith. And not by what? So why are you looking at your watch anyway? You're supposed to be looking to the word. We walk by faith, not by sight. So if you're looking at the circumstance wondering, well, how come it's not here yet? Because you're looking at the wrong thing. Get your eyes off the circumstance, put it on the Lord, and then it'll happen. How many times did God have to take Abraham outside to show him the stars and the sand? Huh? Quite a few times. There was a time in Genesis 15 said, where Abraham said, "God, what are you going to give me seeing I go childless?" What was he looking at? His childlessness. God said, "Come here, boy." He said, "You see those stars?" He said, "You see that sand?" "I see the stars. I see the sand." That's what your descendants are going to be like. Can you count them? "No, sir." That's what your descendants are going to be like. But thank God for God's grace. No, he might have to take you and show you the stars and the sand several times before it clicks. But when it clicks, when it becomes a reality, something happened in Abraham when what God said became a reality in him, Isaac was born. Him and Sarah, ooh. Something was rekindled in them. Let me just highlight what it means to abide. It's connected with prayer and fruitfulness. To abide means you live like Jesus and you carry out his word or his teaching in a practical way. Be a doer of the word, not just a hearer only. "Oh yeah, I go to church." "So what do you do with what you go to church?" "Well, I ain't done nothing." "Well, then you're just a hearer." It says don't be just a hearer. If all you do is hear and you never do, you deceive yourself. That's what the Bible says in James. You're self-deceived. Now, why do you want to take the devil's job away? He's a deceiver. We're not. So if we're not doing what God said, then we're doing the devil's job. I'm telling you, there's an anointing here tonight. And some, are you ready to get free tonight? You know what? Even if we just get free in our thinking. Amen? Let's just get free in our thinking, in the way we think of ourselves, the way we think of life. Let's put all the can'ts away. We need to give ourselves a swift kick in the can'ts. All right? I want you to see yourself with a jar full of can'ts. I just want you to kick those can'ts over. Besides, miracles come in cans. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Okay, so abiding has to do with prayer and fruitfulness. It means to live like Jesus and carry out his teaching in a practical way. It means to stand firm till the end. Ephesians 6 says, having done all to stand, then what? Stand. Huh? I've done all I could to stand. Yeah, now it's time to stand in his power, not yours. Having done all to stand, stand. God will give you that strength to stand. It means to be firm till the end. It means to endure. Bible says, Paul told Timothy, he said, endure hardness like a good soldier. Don't complain, whine, or murmur. Endure. If it's hard, yeah. Who gives you the strength to get through it anyway? It's the Lord, right? So what difference does it make if it's hard? You're not operating on your strength anyway. You're operating on his strength. So the harder it is, the more power he gives you. So if it's hard, great. If it's a big hill, great. He gives you hind feet for high places. The harder it gets, the more power you have. You got to remain true even in hardships. To abide means to be persistent till the end. Persistent. That means you keep at it, you keep at it, you keep at it until it's yours. And if someone tries to tell you anything different, you keep at with what God told you. All right? You don't trade it in. Okay? It means to not faint or be weary. Do not grow weary in well-doing, for you shall reap if you faint not. Oh. You know when people faint, they go, oh. They faint. God will renew your strength like an eagle. He says, if you wait upon him, you shall renew your strength. You shall run and not be weary. You shall walk and not faint. Walking is day to day. Running is our life. Because life is a race. So pace yourself. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. To abide means to be established, firm, unmovable. It means nothing, no one, or anybody or anything can change your mind. If God says, by his stripes I'm healed, I don't care what the doctor says, I don't care, I'm healed. You stick with it, you stick with it, you keep saying you're healed until the healing takes place in your body. When are you healed? Now. When do you see it and feel it? Soon. Remember, it's not instant pudding sometimes. Here's the thing. Are you ready to walk by faith? See, here's how we view faith. We see the word and we want to go, okay, here it is right now. But sometimes we got to walk it out. See, God wants to see us if we're really going to believe and we're not going to shift. So sometimes we got to walk it out. You know? Oh yeah, I believe for 3 days. Well, it might take 10. To abide means to hold on to what you're convinced of. You got to be fully persuaded. There can't be any doubt that what God said is not true, or he's not able to do it, or he's not willing to do it. There must be no doubt. Say no doubt. No doubt, man. To abide means not to shrink back. If anybody puts their hand to the plow and looks away, they're not fit for the kingdom of God, the word says. Look, if you started it, stick with it until you see it through. And to abide is to remember what he says, not to be forgetful. All right? Now let's go to Luke chapter 13, verse 10. And when it comes to knowledge, God's going to show you what you need to know. All right? He's a teacher. Jesus taught, he preached, and he healed. Three main things that he did. And when you don't know something, he'll teach you. He'll show you. He'll tell you. He'll stand behind you and he'll speak a word. He'll say, this is the way that you go. Walk in it. The Lord will teach you what his will is. If you don't know something, he'll teach you. He's given us his Holy Spirit. And he'll bring us into all truth. Okay? I want to talk on truth for just a minute. So, in Luke chapter 13, verse 10. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath or the rest day. So he's there teaching. The word is going forth. Who's teaching? And who is he? He is the way, the truth, and the life. So the truth is there on the scene, and the truth is going forth with his words. He said, my words are spirit and they are life. All right? And so while he's teaching, behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity or a sickness caused by a spirit. Say a spirit. Who caused the sickness? Oh, well, God just put that on her to teach her something. No, it was a spirit. This woman was restrained. She was held captive by an evil spirit. And this evil spirit affected her body. And she had this spirit for 18 years. Everybody say 18 years. How many would have quit after one or two or three or 10 or 15? 18 years she dealt with this thing. Maybe she had no knowledge. Maybe she didn't know what the truth was. Maybe she never heard the truth. Maybe she never went to Sunday school. Maybe she never went to church. I don't know. But she's here. She shows up when the truth is being taught. And she was bowed together and could in no wise lift herself. Some of us are like that spiritually. We're bound in an area and we've been restrained from breaking through. We've been restricted. We've been contained. And we've held our position, spiritually speaking. Just like this woman had a problem physically, sometimes we have problems spiritually. And we're bent over and we can't excel in a particular area because something is blocking us from going forward. But tonight, I've got news for you. That spirit is going to go, and the breakthrough is going to come, and you're going to be released, and you're going to experience the freedom. You shall know the truth, and the truth will what? It'll make you free. It'll set you free. Hallelujah. The knowing the truth, you're in the right place tonight. People who come on Wednesday are hungry, and the hungry get fed. Those who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Are you ready to be filled tonight? God's got a full bucket. Your cup is not going to contain it. He anoints your head with oil and your cup runs over. Your cup can't contain what God wants to do for you tonight. I'm telling you, I'm excited. Sunday, we're going to see how the Lord is going to release an ambushment against our enemies. So if you want to come and hear about that this Sunday, so this Sunday would not be a good one to miss. And Jesus, verse 12, saw her. Woo, how many know that the truth can see where you are? The truth knows how to get to you. The truth knows how to get through you. The truth knows how many hairs are on your head. The truth knows you. I knew you when you were in your mother's, before you were in your mother's womb. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, the Lord said. He knew you. When Jeremiah, he said, I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. Jeremiah was called to be a prophet before he was ever born. And Jeremiah, you got a call on your life too. God's got something for you to do. And you're in the right place in the right time tonight. You're in the right place. God is putting some things in you that's going to be used for you in the future. He's going to work some things out. You're here by design and by a divine plan. Jesus saw her. He called her to him. How many know he's called us out of darkness and into his light? He's called you out of the miry clay so that he could put you on a rock. He's called you. He's got your number. He's got you on speed dial. He could send you a text message. He doesn't Twitter, he thunders. I'm the God who thunders, not the God who twitters. When they were on Mount Sinai, his voice sounded like thunder. Whoo! His voice, they heard an audible voice. When Jesus was baptized, he said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. He called, the truth called her to him. Did you know that the truth wants intimacy, intimate fellowship with you? The truth will say, Julie, I want you to come here. Come unto me, all those who are heavy laden with burden. If you've been heavy, if you've been laden with a burden, then tonight is your night. I had no idea that this was going to be like this until worship. But the Lord knows, I'm just being obedient. Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from your infirmity. See, this might have been her first encounter with the truth. This might have been her first experience with the truth. But when the truth called her to him, the truth said, I can't stand any bondage. I can't stand any restraints. I can't stand any restrictions. And the moment truth, when she came to the truth said, you are loosed of your infirmity. Imagine if you've been like this for 18 years. You got accustomed to it. You know, maybe she walked with a cane. You got accustomed. You built your house with the door frames, with small door frames. And if a normal person would come over your house, they'd probably bump their heads. Because for 18 years, you were like this. So for 18 years, she had not encountered the truth in this way. She had not experienced the truth in this way. But this was her moment of knowing the truth, because the truth called her to him. Some of you spiritually have bent in that position. You've been, the evil spirit has put a restraint on you in whatever. Maybe it's a restraint in your finances. Maybe it's a restraint in your progress. Maybe it's a restraint in this area or in this area. But the restraints are coming off tonight. When Paul and Silas were in prison, they had gotten a girl delivered from a demonic spirit, and they got put in prison. What are you in here for, Paul? Oh, I cast a devil out. They probably talked to some of the other guys in the jail. Oh, I murdered, I stole, I lied, I evaded my taxes. What'd you do? I cast the devil out and got sent to prison. But see, Paul and Silas knew the truth. And instead of complaining, crying, and whining, now you got to understand, they were in a dungeon and they were in chains. And it was midnight. And in the prison at midnight, because they knew the truth, they began to sing praises. And because they knew the truth, they were set free. As they sang praises, as they drew to the truth, the power of the truth came in that jail. It took their chains off. It opened their prison door. And off over every other prisoner in the jail, their chains fall off and the prison doors open. So much so that the jailer was going to kill himself because he thought all the prisoners had escaped. But Paul said, we're still here. Don't kill yourself. But yet all the prison doors were opened. All the chains of the prisoners were off supernaturally. This is the power of the truth. That's going to happen tonight. And he laid his hands on her. How many know that the truth likes to get in you? It likes to get on you. Sometimes the Holy Spirit would come on people in the Old Testament to perform certain things. The Holy Spirit would come on Samson, and he would become a professional wrestler, and he would beat everybody up. Killed 1,000 people with the jawbone of a donkey. Imagine that. He doesn't have a sword, doesn't have a spear, it's a bone. And he killed 1,000 people with that bone. Don't make any bones about Samson. He laid his hands on her, and immediately, everybody say immediately. Once you know the truth, it doesn't take long to work. It's the hard part of the truth is us knowing it. Is us knowing it so much that we can abide in it, we can trust in it, we can walk in it. But once you know it, there's no, it happens immediately, suddenly, quickly. Because how long does it take for the lights to come on when you turn the switch on? If everything's powered up and everything's plugged in and you paid your electric bill, how long? The minute you flip that switch, the lights come on. It doesn't take a long time. But the long time takes for us knowing, because we got to fight our experience, we got to fight our past, we got to fight misinformation, we got to fight unbelief, we got to fight doubt of things that we heard that weren't true. Do you know how many untrue things we've heard in our lifetime? If knowing the truth will set you free, then believing a lie will bind you. So he laid his hands on her immediately. Say immediately. She was made straight and glorified God. Didn't you know that the Bible says he will straighten the crooked things out? Immediately, for the first time in her life, she's experiencing the freedom because the truth now has just made her free. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation. A woman just got healed. She'd been in this condition for 18 years, and he's ticked off because she got healed. That's religion. Because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. As if you have to have a I'm sorry, today's not the day for healing. It's only a Wednesday night. The Lord can't heal on a Wednesday night. Listen. He made every day. He can do anything he wants to on the day. And certainly perform his truth. And said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. That's the problem right there. You can't gain miracles through work. It comes by faith. He had a works mentality. In them, therefore, come and be healed. Not on the Sabbath day. That just cracks me up. But there are so many people that probably never heard a sermon about healing in their church in years. But yet, one of the main things that Jesus did in his ministry was healing. Read Mark chapter 4, verse 35. He taught, he preached, and he healed. He went about everywhere, teaching, preaching, and healing. When he commissioned his disciples, he said, go lay hands. I give you power over sickness and disease. Go lay your hands and bring healing. Heal the sick, he said. Well, gee, if the Lord commanded us to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, freely you have received, freely give. Then the Lord answered him and said, you hypocrite. Do you not, each one of you on the Sabbath, loose his ox or his donkey from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham? What does Galatians tell us about being a child of Abraham? Everyone who is of faith is of a child of Abraham. She was a daughter of Abraham. Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, say Satan bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed. I love that. The truth will shame your enemies. And all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. There was probably more things that were done in that service. Once he got the religion out and the truth came in, then things could happen. The truth is here tonight. The truth is here. And that means that the truth is going to make you free. The truth is going to set you free. Because you've been exposed to the truth and you know the truth, now he wants you to experience the freedom. He doesn't want you bent over in any area of your life. He doesn't want you hindered in any area of your life. He doesn't want you restrained in any area of your life. Because the word free means to liberate. It means to deliver. It means to be unrestrained, not a slave. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? See, she was a daughter of Abraham. She believed in the Lord because Galatians 3:7, as I said before, those who believe or those who are faith are children of Abraham. And Abraham, we have a covenant. We have a right. He said, I'll bless you. I'll bless those who bless you. Those who bless Abraham are the ones who come to the truth and they accept the truth for what it is. It is the truth of God. It is the power of God. And it's here to make you free tonight. Say, I'm going to be free tonight. Say, tonight is my night. No more restrictions. No more hindrances. No more obstacles. I'm breaking through tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. So, it was the truth that took notice of her situation. Truth sees you, and it knows where you are, and it knows how to reach you. See, Jesus is the truth, and to experience freedom, we must abide. We must know him. One thing about the Lord is he can be known by you. You can be acquainted with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's already made that possible. He's already given us an invitation to come and to receive of his hand. Go with me to Job 42. Right before the book of Psalms is the book of Job or Job. Anybody need a job? There's one in the Bible. Job 42. Ha ha ha. Look at verse 7, Job 42, 7. And it was so that after the Lord had spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, my wrath is kindled against thee and against your two friends, for you have not spoken of me the things that is right as my servant Job has. Therefore, take unto you now 7 bullocks, 7 rams, and go to my servant Job, and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you. For him will I accept, lest I deal with you after your folly, in that you have not spoken of me the thing which is right, like my servant Job. So Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, went and did according as the Lord commanded them. The Lord also accepted Job. Now get this, verse 10, here we go. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job. When he prayed for his friends, also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. For that period of time, the devil came in and he restricted Job. He restrained Job with sickness, with poverty, with lack, and for however long a period of time that was, maybe about 9 to 10 months, and he was in that. But at the end of that time, Job came with the truth, he got connected with the truth, and the Lord turned his captivity. Hallelujah. He's about to turn your captivity tonight. We're going to turn your captivity upside down and inside out. And you're going to be unrestrained, and you're going to be truly free. Truly free. Say, that's for me. Hey, Jeff, I want you to come up here, please. I saw you reading this passage of scripture. I just want you to go ahead and read Psalm 26, because the Lord's going to turn your captivity. You just go ahead and read it out loud. Psalm 126, if you can. Yeah.
When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion,
yeah,
we were like them that dream.
Mm.
Then was our mouth filled with laughter.
Yeah. Hallelujah. I just see the Lord turning your captivity. He's turning it. No longer will you be held captive. Wait, I'm not done yet. Turn around. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, you're going to be like them that dream. He's going to fill your mouth with laughter. Hallelujah. Father, right now, oh Lord, just fill him right now, Lord. As you turn his captivity, Father, you loose him from this position. I call you loosed right now in Jesus' name. Oh, there's a vision. Oh, there's riches. Oh, hallelujah, Father, right now. Lord, let your anointing just loose him. Fill his mouth with laughter. Let him sing and say, look what the Lord has done. The Lord has done it. The Lord has done it. Shukorobo satarabaka sataramama mama. Sukorobo ka sataramama. I call you free. 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 Oh, ho, 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 ho. Yeah, we're stirring up that water. Stirring up, yeah, streams of the south. You know, like the river that flows south from the throne room. Oh, harabaka sotorobo kasanda. Freedom. Freedom, freedom right now in Jesus' name. Shukuraboka sataramama mama. Father, right now, I call these hands to prosper whatever they put their hand to, Lord. Whatever they touch, whatever they endeavor to do right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, freedom, freedom. I thank you, Lord, that the truth is making them free right now. Free, free. Oh, so that you can ride on the high places of the earth. Oh, just enjoy the ride. You got a good view. Hallelujah. Don't worry, because you'll fly above the storm. You'll fly above. Yeah, the Lord will take you on the winds of the Spirit, and he'll cause you to ride on the high places of the earth, because you're a head and not a tail. You're above and not beneath. You are blessed. Blessed going out, blessed coming in right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, and if this speaks to you, I want you to come up right now. If there's an area in your life that you feel like you've been bent over like this woman, I want you to know that you are a son, you are a daughter of Abraham, and you have a right, you are destined to be loosed of that hindrance. to be free from that shackle, to be free in the name of Jesus, to truly experience the freedom that the truth wants you to have. Maybe it's just simply you want to just go another level. You want to just press into more things of God. You know, coming up just doesn't mean that there's something bad happening. It just means that there's a breakthrough happening. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The rest of you just stay connected in the Spirit. Just put your eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. He's here on a Wednesday night. Thank you, Lord. If he can loose a woman on the Sabbath, what can he do for you on a Wednesday? You're under a new and better covenant. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, rasatira mama. Sikira mama. Oh, rabata kasatala mama. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord. They be loosed right now in Jesus' name. We're taking off the restraints, off the chains right now. Those heavy chains, those heavy weights right now are being removed so that you can run the race that God's put you in. Father, right now I declare that they be free. They know the truth, and the truth right now is making them free in Jesus' name. Oh, barata kasada, koraba baba sada. Free to experience the peace of God. And to walk in that in the name of Jesus. No more turmoil. Oh, Rabakasana. I speak peace. Peace to the storms. Peace to the storms. That the devil, he stirs up the storms of your thought life like a whirlwind. The spinning is going to stop right now. I speak peace. Peace to that storm. Peace be still in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabakasana. Mama. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for a new and fresh anointing. Lord, let them walk through the door of the new and fresh anointing right now in Jesus. Oh, Father, together, Lord, as you order their steps and direct their path, you delight in them, Father. Oh, the Lord delights in you. The Lord delights in you. And you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, korobasatara mama. Father, right now, I just declare, Lord, that he is free. Father, free indeed. Whom the Son makes free, he makes free indeed. You are free indeed. Free, free, free from pain, free from oppression. Oh, free from the thinking that keeps you down. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that you give him a vision. Oh, vision. Thank you, Lord, that you open his eyes to see into the things of the Spirit right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, we give you thanks and praise, Father. I loose him. Oh, I command him to be loosed. Be loosed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that the restraints are off in Jesus' name. You know what? The Bible says that the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart should be acceptable in his sight, because he is your Lord, your strength, and your Redeemer. Just let your words, the words of your mouth and the meditation, your thoughts and your words, let them be acceptable to him. Oh, I thank you, Lord, that he is washed with the water of the word. He is sanctified with the word, and the word is truth. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord, that there's a truth operating in him, Father, right now. Oh, yes, Lord. Overcoming all the obstacles and fulfilling the plan of God and being the man of God that God's called you to be. It's time to rise up. Arise, arise, arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is upon you. Oh, arise, arise, and rise. Be ready to take on the challenge. Jesus' name. Parakasoto roboka satala mama. Oh, rabaka satala mama. Shuka. Marata kasoto roboka satara mama. Oh, Father, I thank you, Lord, right now that they are loosed in Jesus' name. Free, Father, from oppression. Oh, free from hindrance, free in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that they are free indeed by the Holy Spirit of God. Ha, 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 ha. Thank you, Lord, for returning their captivity again, like the streams of the south, in Jesus' name. Father, we just call forth a loosing of these gifts, talents, and abilities, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, let them not lose their focus. Let them not lose their focus. Oh, hallelujah. But let the path be clear in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for setting him free. Oh, Rabaka Sutoromomo. Yeah, he just wants to hold you in his arms, let you know how much he loves you, how much he cares about you, and what great things are ahead. Great things, great things, great things. Father, strengthen them with might in their inner man by the Holy Ghost. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Just minister to them, Holy Spirit. Fill them up right now in Jesus' name. Ah, yes. Oh, yeah. You're coming out. God's bringing you out so that he can bring you in to the promised land. He's not taking you backward. He's going forward in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Father, just give her joy for the journey, because the joy of the Lord is her strength. Father, right now, just saturate her, fill her completely full to overflowing with joy of the Lord. Joy, true joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Yes, that joy, the joy of the Lord that just courses through your veins from your head to your toe right now, Father. The joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, the joy, you know, in his presence there's fullness of joy. And at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So, Father, right now, I just loose depression. I just loose anxiety, Father, and I release peace and joy. Peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Peace and joy in the Holy Ghost right now. Fill her up. Fill her up. Fill her up. Shukoroboka sataramama. Yeah, fill her, full, full, full. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Shukoroboka sandaramama. Baraka sataramama. Oh, yeah, you're going to see a quickening to those dreams and desires. Those innermost yearnings that are in your heart, they're going to come to pass quicker than you could think, quicker than you thought they would. I just thank you right now, Father, that she has strong faith and she's able to stand. Oh, and she's able to rest in you. Oh, hallelujah. It's just a joy and an honor. I just thank you, Father, that she is loosed to go into the next level. In the name of Jesus. Shukarababa. Sandaramama. Oh, I thank you, Father. Oh, I thank you, Father, that you have your hand upon him in the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord, that he is loosed to be who you are calling him and creating him to be right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord, you're giving him wisdom, wisdom, wisdom in the Word, wisdom in the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, he knows how to use the word as a sword and to fight through the things, the obstacles that the enemy has. He wins and he's triumphant in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that he is free indeed. Oh, Father, just as, oh, Lord, I thank you. I remember the days when I came to know you when I was about his age, Father. And I thank you, Lord, what you did. Lord, you're going to take him to great and do mighty things and great exploits. I see great exploits being done. Great exploits. Father, right now, anoint these hands. Anoint these hands, Father, in Jesus' name. Let these be hands of service. Hands that bring life, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that he influences many of his generation for the Lord. Lord, and I thank you that they see, when they see him, they see you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. All right. Yes. Okay. All right. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, that you have given her authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt. Never be afraid or back down from a giant, from a lion, or a bear, because God's given you the victory over them all. He's anointed you for battle, and he's causing you to triumph. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that she is strong in you and in the power of your might. And when she speaks, Father, she speaks with authority and power in the name of Jesus, where people are amazed at the words that she says, Father, in Jesus' name. And right now, Father, we call that house loosed in the name of Jesus from their responsibility. Lord, we thank you right now that you will send a purchaser, Lord, to with the money to buy that house. I call that house sold right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that they are blessed and that they are not cursed, Lord. And Lord, we right now, we rebuke the devourer. Lord, that devourer that's devouring, Lord, what they could be using in other places, Father, in Jesus' name. I rebuke the devourer. And I thank you, Lord, that they are free. Free in their finances. No more financial restrictions in Jesus' name. Oh, Rabaka Sunda. Father, give her the wisdom, the understanding, and the authority, Lord. Oh, Father, I thank you that she considers a field and she buys it. Oh, I thank you, Lord, right now for insight and wisdom into how money operates and how it works, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that you have prepared her. Lord, you've loosed lack. I loose lack. I break its power in the name of Jesus. For she is a daughter of Abraham. And I call her loosed right now, Father. And their family, her family, Father, is going to rise above and be the example of your goodness. Lord, rest your glory upon her right now, Father. Your glory. In Jesus' name. Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that she's loosed from the oppression of the enemy, Father, right now. And though the enemy will come at her one way, but he will flee before her seven ways. In Jesus' name, I command that harassing spirit to stop and desist in its maneuvers against her, Father, and I call her free right now. Lord, I loose the angels of God, who are ministering spirits sent forth to minister to heirs of salvation, Lord. They are fighting on her behalf right now. Father, we put a hedge of protection around her right now. Oh, Rabaka Satara Mama Maroto Kosanda Rabaka Satianda La Mama Sikia Rabaka Sanda. Father, I thank you that you give her strength to stand. You've given her a shield, Father. The shield of faith quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked one. I thank you, Lord, that every fiery dart that the enemy shoots at her is quenched, made rendered useless and ineffective in the name of Jesus. Just free her up, Father. Free her to walk and live for you in an environment, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that she is the thermostat and she sets the temperature wherever she goes. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that her children and her husband rise up and call her blessed, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, they see the hand of God and the grace of God that's operating in her life. And I thank you, Lord, that she is a blessing. Wherever she goes, Father, she's a blessing. And people see the presence of God in her in the name of Jesus. Lord, I loose those feelings of unworthiness in the name of Jesus. You are valuable. You are important. You have been fearfully and wonderfully made. You have been made the apple of his eye. You have a garland of grace about your neck. Hallelujah. And the devil is the father of lies. And what God says about you is true. And the truth will cancel the lie when the truth is exalted. I thank you, Lord, right now that she's free from the lies. Free from the lies. In the name of Jesus. Right now, Father, I declare, I make a declaration of independence right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The enemy has been defeated and God is exalted. The enemy's been defeated. Thank you, Lord, right now. Thank you, Lord, that you give her the victory. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, I just give you thanks and praise. I thank you, Lord, that his life is being written by his faithfulness and his diligence. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Cast not away your confidence, for it has great recompense of reward. Yes, you've done all that you can to stand. Now stand resting in the strength of God, in the grace of God, and the goodness of God. Oh, Rabakas Sunday. Father, right now, I command him to be loosed, Father. Loosed in his finances, in his income right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for opening the door and pouring out a blessing on him so great that his rooms cannot receive it, Lord. His rooms cannot contain it, Father. And the devourer is rebuked in his life, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that he is in covenant with you. He is a covenant son. He is a covenant son, Father. And Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh. You are his provider, Father, right now in Jesus' name. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. You just need to laugh at the devil. You need to laugh. Father, right now in Jesus' name, I release the joy of the Lord in Jesus' name. And Father, where sadness and depression try to come in, praise and joy will resound in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that his perspective, Father, you're coming up higher. You're coming up higher in the name of Jesus. You're moving from barely get along street and grumble alley. You're moving to the land that flows with milk and honey in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you for loosing finances. Angels, go out and get the finances that they need right now and provide for them, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that it's so. And Father, I just thank you that you reinvigorate him with joy. Oh, the joy of his salvation. Father, the joy on that day, Lord, when he made the decision to reconnect. You know, when you came home, the Father was waiting with open arms. He gave you a robe, a ring, and a feast in the name of Jesus. So now that you walk in that authority, you walk in the authority that you have as a son of, as, oh, hallelujah, as a son of the King in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
I speak success. Let this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth,
but you
shall meditate in it day and night,
that
you may observe to do according to all that is written. Then you'll make your way prosperous and you'll have good success. Father, release good success right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you,
hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Well, are you more free now? Woo. Glory to God. I think we did what the Lord wanted to do. The devil's been defeated. Glory to God. We have the victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you're free, why don't you just act like it? You're free. Just let it loose. Enjoy that freedom. Express your freedom. Well, if you gotta go, you can go. Lord bless you and keep you and cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Amen. So those are steps to freedom. I think maybe Pastor Fiona will minister next Wednesday. What do you think?